This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some people fear crime, some people fear murder, some people fear the next presidential election, but a lot of us fear the camera. And we are becoming very, very aware that somebody who we have never met, somebody somewhere on this planet could actually record us, plaster it all over the internet, allow it to go viral, and end our careers and future relationships, basically end our life by some random person, not with a gun, not with a knife, not taking a car to run us down, although there are people sadly that do that, but they wield the weapon of a camera. And we're hearing time and time again of people committing suicide. Now, there's always debate as to, you know, was it because they were filmed doing something or was it because things went viral? But you can't help to think that might have contributed to their poor mental health, causing them to think that their only out is death. Well, one of the latest victims is Christina Revels Glick. She was a woman who apparently was arrested after being caught using a vibrator on a beach in Georgia. Now, her family said that had nothing to do with her death. She apparently had been found 8 months later with a gunshot wound to the head. They believe it might have had to do with alcohol and drugs. But her life did go into a downward spiral after the police cam footage went viral of her being arrested. And she was just trying to explain she was on her towel and she spontaneously had an orgasm or whatever, and it just went viral. I don't think we talked about it on air because people doing public masturbation, sadly, is a thing that has happened since even before the Roman times. It's just, you know, what was it? Pee Wee Herman got caught in a movie theater. Other individuals have as well. And public masturbation is something that every now and then happens, and people like to joke about it. And now that we are in this world of tech and social media, people are getting pretty mean. And they think that if there's a video of somebody doing something, or, you know, like that one woman that completely freaked out on an airplane saying she saw somebody, and the plane had to deplane, and, you know, the passengers were ticked. Her life is ruined because of a video. And we are, as a society, not really addressing our high suicide cases. We may think they're completely exclusive of each other, saying, oh, God, that's horrible. Suicide is up. We really need to work on mental health. Yeah. Okay, show me that video again. And it's you and I that are sadly causing some of these people to die. We don't mean for that to happen. We don't mean to watch their video. But we have a cyber landscape that is not going to go away anytime soon, may never ever go away, where we share videos and just repeated memes and pictures of individuals who have lives, who have families. And we worry. You know, this boy who was in red face, who had his face painted red and black for the Chiefs game, and he wore the headdress. and was accused by a sports journalist that he was doing blackface and was being racist. You know, this kid's life, and he face painted for a team. And I know there's been debate, well, the Chiefs' colors are red and yellow, even though the border of the arrowhead is black, and he was wearing a black shirt underneath, and he, was the 8-9-year-old kid really being racist? Was he really trying to perpetuate a horrible, horrible thing that had been done in our past, and trying to insult the millions of Americans, you know, with his face painting, or was he there to enjoy the game and show his support of the Chiefs? And what are we doing to our society? Suicides are up. Of course they're up. There's pictures. I can't tell you how many times I've been in the background of a picture. And I don't want that picture to be anywhere. Now, I was bending over to pick up my purse or something. It's a horrible picture. But there it is out for everybody to see. I miss the 80s. Now, in the 80s, there was no evidence of anything. You know, you could have your period and accidentally leak through, and it wouldn't be plastered the rest of your life. And now anything we do can haunt us forever. And so, yes, this woman probably should not have been, if that's what she was allegedly accused of, masturbating on a beach. But what about, you know, being able to rehabilitate? What about, you know, getting a mulligan? What about having another chance? These people don't have another chance at life once something about them goes completely public. And we continue to do it. Now, I get it. These cameras are a godsend in terms of documenting assault, documenting crimes. We're very grateful to have some of the footage we have, or we would not know of some of the heinous things that are going on. And they could be a huge educational tool. But we got to come up with a better way of preserving people's ability to have second chances or to be proven innocent or to be able to go on with their life. The one bad video at wrong, one bad time can ruin your life. In terms of the Chiefs game, a bunch of fans are going to be also wearing red and black face paint in support of this little boy who has been now vilified online. It'll be interesting to see what happens Sunday night. But, man, I tell you, be careful getting videotapes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this weekend starts the next few weekends of holiday office parties or the work Christmas party. And it's one of my favorite things of the year. I love it when either the radio station or somebody throws a party, a shindig. It's free alcohol. It's free food. You get to hang out. You get to get some one-on-one time with the boss because you never see the boss. And the boss gets to kind of, you know, be in a good mood. You know, usually you have a boss in a bad mood. And so being able to kind of joke around and hang out and sort of bond, it could be one of the best things ever. It's a double-edged sword, though. It could be the most dangerous thing in your career. Not just because of the phones and the videotaping. So every year I try to teach you guys about the holiday parties, do's and don'ts. Some of you guys are getting dressed right now for tonight's holiday party. I want you to rethink some things. Okay? So let's talk about the do nots at the holiday office party. All right. Number one, for the love of God, please, please, please do not flirt with the boss. That is one of the stupidest things you can do. Never flirt with your boss. You should be flirting with your boss anyway, especially not the holiday party. First and foremost, the boss's spouse is there. Or other individuals, if your boss is that flirtable and is that enticing, there's a good chance that there's other people at work that like that person too. And you start to make a move, you have now alienated yourself from individuals that can make your life miserable at work. Not to mention if they're married, now you have the spouse saying, who was that person? Who was that redhead? That blonde? That gentleman that was out, get them out. I'm not gonna have you go back to work with that person. They're gone. So do not. There's always somebody watching. It's bad form. You shouldn't be dating people at work. It's a bad, bad move. And you could compliment them. You know, I mean, you could, but just the second anybody thinks that you could be trying to make a move on them, even if they're single, no, not at the office party. That's a big no-no. Don't do that. Do not drink too much. I understand open bar is something that is a rarity these days because alcohol is expensive and, you know, restaurants and parties that offer this is, it's, I can see why you want to try to make up for money lost. I get that. This is your work party. You do not want your boss or your coworkers to see you drunk. You're going to make stupid moves. You're going to be flirty. You're going to say inappropriate things. You have got to make sure you cool it. I understand the alcohol is free. Don't go there. Never drive drunk. These office holiday parties, we always have to watch out for drunk driving this time of year. One, people are depressed, and they might be drinking. But two, they're partying it up. This is the time of year to party. And it's my favorite month. December is my favorite month. Do not drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Have somebody else drive you. Never drink and drive. Don't let anybody tag you on social media. You will be asked to be tagged in the midst of it. While you're tipsy, everybody's dancing, you're like, all right, you're making all the whatever. Say, let me see the picture tomorrow. Can I make that decision tomorrow? Don't tag me. I'll ask for a tag. Do not make any social media decisions for the love of God while drinking. Or while at an office party. Not worth it. These things can follow you for life. And could be career enders. All right? Now, some of you might say, well, Dr. Dahlia, why don't I just skip it? If the holiday party is such a shark tank or an alligator pit, and I could be, you know, I could kill my career in a heartbeat, why don't I skip it? No. Do not skip the holiday office party. You not being there is going to be very apparent. You're a team player. You go. All right? If you can't behave yourself, have an out. Say, we are so sorry we have to go to my spouse's holiday party too, but we came here first because this is more important. We're here. We got to go. If we could leave there early, we're coming back. Love you guys. Happy holidays. Love working here. Make sure everybody saw that you were there. And then leave if you have to leave or if you think you can't behave yourself. All right. Don't take the mic. This is my downfall. I'm okay. I won't bug the bar. I won't do that. But if there's a microphone, I get on the mic. That's just something I do. And that's a mistake. Okay. This is your boss's party. Whoever is designing the party is the one that gets the mic. You do not go on the mic before they do or without their permission. That could be a mistake. Even if you sing amazingly, even if you are entertaining, even if you think I got an audience, this is where I could show my stuff. Do not take the mic until it is your turn. All right? The head honchos. Don't gossip. A lot of people are like, oh, this is great. I can make buddies with this person if I gossip and talk crap about this person. Don't be doing it. People will overhear. They'll see it happen. No one likes to gossip. Even if you are giving good scoop, the fact that you're the gossiper, you're already branded. So don't be gossiping. All right? Don't tell off the office bully. A lot of people feel like, you know what? I'm not one-on-one in a cubby. Now, with this, you know what? I could tell them off here. No, don't be doing that. Instead, I would just be like, you know, here's a toast to you, some holiday cheer. I hope we can, you know, work together this next year and have a better year. But Merry Christmas. Now, they might still be a jerk to you, but that's much better than you telling off the office bully, because they will get you back. Don't sleep with your coworkers. Some of you may be thinking, you know what, if my boss is off limits, at least I could sleep with my coworker. No, never do that. No, someone's always watching. Bad, not good. Don't discuss work. A lot of people will go up to the boss saying, look, you know, I really, really appreciate you, you know, and I know you've been talking about raises, so I really, really hope that happens this year, so thank you. No, don't do that. The last thing your boss wants is to talk about work. Don't be doing that. And don't be talking about raises. Don't be kiss-assing. Don't be that. But don't be quiet. When you go to these parties, don't just hide in a corner. You know, show that you can mix, you can mingle, you're personable, that people like you. If you're off to a corner, that tells the boss you suck. Nobody likes you. Don't be doing that. Or you don't like them. So try to look like, you know, if you have nobody to talk to the bartender. So what should you do? Tip the bartender. That bartender deserves tips. Don't forget to tip the bartender. Always thank the boss and the planning committee. Usually the boss is the one that organizes the party. There's a planning committee. Now, usually you aren't friends with the planning committee because anybody who would volunteer for that are probably the people nobody really likes at work. You know, because they're the planning committee and they give you stuff to do. But if you see the planning community, thank them. Not a bad idea. Doesn't hurt. Say, you did a really good party. This was really cool. Thank you for all your hard work. I appreciate that. Make them feel good. All right? If you could sing and the mic is open, do it. You could show your stuff. If you know how to entertain and sing and you want to do it, I'd rather you be singing than flirting or having your tongue in somebody's mouth. So do that. If you do talk to the boss, what do you talk to him about or her about? Say how happy you are. The boss wants to know that they have happy employees. Yeah, and you don't have to say, look, you know, I'm not kissing up, but I think you do deserve to know. I like working for you. I like, you know, you run a good ship, you run a tight ship. Co-workers are great, things are going good. I want to thank you for my job, and thank you for this. Not kissing up, just wanted to say thank you in case nobody else is thanking you. Or whatever, just, you know, you can do that without being a kiss-up. But I know this kind of seems like a lot, you know, to be aware of at the office party. And you're like, Dr. Dahlia, it's okay, we could drink, we could be stupid, we could be flirty. No, you can't. There's going to be a lot of layoffs. 2024 is going to be a bigger year of layoff. If you thought 2023 was the year of the strike, 2024 is going to be the year of the layoffs. And you don't want to be one of them. And if you are one of them, you want to make sure that you have such an airtight relationship with the people that could really matter in your career that they can hopefully help you find a new job or be a fantastic reference. And this holiday office party could, like I say, do you in. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. They're fantastic. They are my favorite parties of the year. I love holiday office parties more than birthday parties. They are just the best thing ever. But for the love of God, do not screw up. If there is somebody you like, and I know a lot of you have been waiting for December 2nd or December 9th for that office party to be able to finally flirt with somebody, don't do it. Wait just a little bit longer. Maybe ask them for lunch or some coffee, but not the party. People are watching. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The House has voted to expel Republican Representative George Santos this morning, a historic move that hasn't happened in more than 20 years. Santos has repeatedly criticized the report from the House Ethics Committee from 2 weeks ago as political smear, though he's yet to deny specific allegations. Former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who became the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, has died. O'Connor was 93, passing away due to complications related to advanced dementia. The debate last night between Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom and Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had several tense moments as the two governors clashed and talked over each other about policies, abortion, crime, taxes, and COVID-19 in each of their states. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I didn't think this would be a diagnosis or a thing, but there is something called Zoom fatigue. We now have Zoom fatigue. Attending meetings remotely that isn't in person, because you get to work from home, is now apparently wearing on people. Well, then go back to the office. But over the past few years, many people have complained of Zoom fatigue. Coined by Stanford University professor Jeremy Bailenson, the term refers to a level of exhaustion that comes from interacting with others on camera all throughout the day. Now, it can be exhausting. It can be wearing on you because videos and looking at screens can mess with your eyes, your head, your mood. But then go back to work. Dr. Kyle Elliott, a tech career coach in San Francisco, and this is being reported by Fox News, defines Zoom fatigue as incessant tiredness or lack of energy as a result of spending a large quantity of time on Zoom. You can have neck tension and muscle spasm, headaches, eye strain, stiffness, moodiness, a sense of disengagement or difficulty concentrating. And other video conferencing platforms, not just Zoom, which I think is trademarked, can also attribute to this. So, here's my issue. And I want us somehow to go back to normalcy, but it's not going to happen. The way things were done in 2019 are over. And we let this go too long to have options where you could get full-time salary for working at home and not necessarily working full hours and having to go to the office and having to meet with your boss and, you know, being able to work two jobs at home and get multiple benefits. And I'm not saying everybody who works from home enjoys that. Not everybody who works from home sleeps in, but the people I know who do, I can't call or text them before 10 a.m. because they might be sleeping in. And they get full salary for this. And it's again, I'm mixed. I'm the type of employee where, give me a job, I might do part of that job on the weekend. I might work at night. I might, if I'm up early morning because of the dog, work on the project. But don't just give me 8 to 6 p.m. or 9 to 5 as the hours where I work. Just give me a job to do. I'll get the job done. I might put in 36 hours straight to do it, but then leave me alone the rest of the week. Just give me the job to do and I'll get it done. Well, Zoom meetings are done because you don't have people in the office. So when you do have somebody at the office, boss could walk in. I had a boss who was a light walker. So I would be sitting there on my computer and he would come in and say, can you work on this for me? Sure. Done. Didn't have to be texted, emailed, and I got it done right away. That's how I work. Because I do really, really well in terms of following, you know, requests and getting jobs done, I love the in-person environment, but I also love the remote environment. And I love the remote environment because I'm a workaholic. And I sometimes want to work at night. I sometimes want to work during the day. Even when I was only paid for 9 to 5, I still worked on the weekends because things had to get done for the students. And, if I can't get it done in 8 hours, I'm going to use my time to get it done. Job has to get done. But Zoom meetings are done because, one, there has to be communication between staff and departments. But, two, the boss needs to know you're working. The boss needs to know you're engaged. And so maybe these meetings are starting to come a little bit more often. And as employers have to now rethink what that high salary is going to, they might be increasing the type of contact. And yet, people are starting to complain about it. Now, I don't feel well after a Zoom call. I understand what you guys are feeling. Being on computers all day, I get headaches. I get neck pain. It's not easy. Making sure I'm wearing, something other than pajama bottoms. But that's a computer issue. We are now glued to our computers. And, I don't think it's the Zoom thing. I think it's people are getting sick of their computer. If your 40-hour work week full-time job is all computer-based, that means you're at least on your computer 40 hours a week. And you're on the computer also for your social media. You're on it to watch videos. You're on it to watch movies. You're on it for emails. We are on our computers for an ungodly amount of hours. So I don't know if I would call it Zoom fatigue. I think I would call it computer fatigue. And Zoom fatigue is being brought up because you have to kind of pay attention. You can't be working on your second job. You have to be awake. You have to actually put a shirt on. You have to look presentable. You have to look like you're working. And again, we can make this work. I mean, I'm not against remote working. I think there's a lot that can be done. And, you know, as a being a mom with young kids, you know, working in a medical office, I didn't get to see my kids grow up. I wouldn't wish that on any parent. I want parents to see their kids grow up. But I also don't want to have an employer have to pay for full-time work when they're getting a fraction of it. And we're starting to change what full-time work is. There's talks of 3.5-day work weeks or now even 3-day work weeks for full-time salary. Now, nurses have been doing 3 days. 3 days 1 week, 4 days another. So they would do 3-12, so 36 hours on one, 48 hours on another, and it would average out to full-time work. But they're still, they're on site. They're hands-on. The more we allow remote workers to have all the extra perks and benefits, the more we are continue to have fewer people want to be boots on the ground. And that's the problem we're having in hospitals right now. Every day I see an article about nurses burned out and nurses wanted to quit. Of course they want to quit. If their buddies are at home sleeping in, Christmas shopping, and only doing one Zoom meeting a day, that's pretty cush. Meanwhile, they have to be working all the time. And it's, when other Americans see other Americans get it easier, they want it easier too. And I'm part of the problem also. I have not reopened my practice. And I closed my practice in 2016 because of Obamacare. Everybody had high deductibles, so nobody was paying their bills. Insurance wasn't paying. You'd go broke. So when I was offered a chance to teach and I was able to expand my show full time, I did that. But I see patients online through a telemedicine company. I love it. I love doing telemedicine at home. Now, I see patients at 6 a.m. I see patients at 10 p.m. I see patients on Christmas. I see patients on the weekend. I'm working. But I love the idea that if I have to go to the bathroom, or if I have to run and pick up, or if I have to take the dog to the vet, I could do it. It's really nice. It's really liberating. But I don't get paid for not working. The way my employer sets it up is I get paid per patient. So if I shut down my computer or I decide to sleep in, I'm not making money when I'm sleeping in. Would it be nice to have a job where I could be actually making money for not working? Yes. That would be very, very cool. But I don't think that would work for me because I need more motivation than that. I need to be working. All right, so that's what Zoom fatigue is. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing?
Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a giant health insurer merger may happen, could fail, but this is, I think, one of the biggest ones yet. Cigna and Humana are reportedly considering a merger. Now, they offer different sorts of health insurance, Medicare Advantage plans, different types of coverage, and to combine, they're two of the biggest, most lucrative insurers. It could allow them to compete with another big monster of an insurance company, United. Now, I am grateful for insurance companies helping my patients, but I think the insurance company world is being fed a lot of Obamacare money that they shouldn't be getting. And I am very, very frustrated with how patients had deductibles soar, doctors had to close their business because patients weren't going to pay $12,000 deductibles. Insurance wasn't paying, saying, sorry, patients need to pay. They still have a deductible. We don't kick in until $12,000 later. Meanwhile, incentives and subsidies get paid to the insurance companies. And yet the insurance companies, though, are the only things holding us back from falling into the devastating healthcare landscape of socialized medicine. So I don't know what to think. But antitrust experts are a little nervous that this merger would have a hard time standing up to the scrutiny of the Department of Justice. A deal between Cigna and Humana would create a healthcare conglomerate worth $140 billion based on their combined market caps and help it compete with the nation's largest healthcare company right now, UnitedHealthcare. UnitedHealthcare has a market value of $500 billion. Now, this is being reported by Business Insider. Combined, they serve about 37 million people in health insurance plans. They also own large pharmacy benefit managers and administer prescription drug plans. Equity analysis of B of A wrote in research notes that Cigna and Humana have little business overlap in insurance, and where they do, they may be able to divest some assets to alleviate antitrust concerns. But analysts at several investment firms warn that the merger could throw together two large PBMs, which is bound to invite significant scrutiny. So this isn't the first time that giant insurers tried to combine. I think Cigna and Humana tried to consider it back in 2014, but then they pursued deals with other partners. In mid-2015, Cigna and Anthem suggested pairing up in a $54 billion deal. Aetna and Humana looked to combine. But federal judges blocked both mergers in 2017 after they were challenged by the Justice Department for threatening to harm competition in various insurance marketplaces. Cigna and Anthem, I'm told, sued each other for billions, arguing that each other sabotaged the deal. In 2020, a Delaware court ruled that neither of the companies could recover any damages. We're being told by Insider to sidestep antitrust scrutiny, health insurers eyed mergers with other pieces of the healthcare system outside of insurance. So Cigna, combined with pharmacy benefit manager Express Scripts and pharmacy chain CVS Health, bought Aetna. Humana, they said, pushed deeper into providing care directly to patients by acquiring home health company Kindred and building primary care clinics for seniors. So what does this mean for you? With the insurance companies figuring out how to stay relevant, how to make money, how to grow, what does this do for you or I? Well, how much choice do we have right now? When I go on to a marketplace, they all suck. I mean, honestly, all the prices are horrible. I am getting, I'm really taking it in the wallet for any health insurance right now. And even though competition can drive the price down, if these insurance companies are all getting Obamacare dollars, not a lot of incentive for them to lower the rates. And they need people not getting the incentives to be putting money in. Insurance companies also, not to play a violin for them, but having to cover pre-existing conditions, and many people saying, I'm just going to buy it when I think I'm going to need surgery next year, or I think I can't wait any longer for my healthcare issues, well, that puts them in a position that they used to not be in. In order for an insurance company to be able to pay for all the stuff they're paying, they need to have healthy people not using the insurance pay money to them so they could use those dollars to pay out for the sick individuals. Well, these health insurance companies are going to be taking a harder hit now that these Wegovy and Zepbound diet drugs are going to be asked to be covered. And as we have new cancer drugs and hepatitis drugs and new things that can do phenomenal things for patients, the average sick person really gets their money's worth when it comes to insurance. And if we have a population that's getting more obese, more diabetic, more dementia, more cancer, more sick, these insurance companies are going to be paying more. So what are they doing? Well, we're seeing all our rates go up. And I'm not playing a violin for insurance companies, but they are not going to ask all the CEOs to kindly give some of the money back. They're going to just stick it to the consumer. Now, I am grateful for Cigna, Humana, Anthem, United, paying some of these claims that would devastate individuals. Was it Mary Lou Retton that didn't have insurance, so there had to be a GoFundMe? For some reason, she didn't have insurance, so there was a GoFundMe that her family started to help pay her medical bills because she had a horrible pneumonia. These medical bills are expensive. I get that. I think there should be more transparency on why Tylenol costs as much as it does. But, you know, hospitals have been forced to pay their staff more. Supply chain issues, inflation. So, yeah, things are costing more. And we're expecting insurance to kick in and to cover that. So it's an ongoing problem. And if insurance companies say we can't do it anymore, we can't be spending $1,600 a month on your weight loss shot. We just can't do it. There's too many of you coming over into the country or in this country that have diabetes, dialysis. It just costs too much. We can't take any more losses. They will close. And then the government is going to have to take over. The government, with its deficit and its lack of enough people paying taxes to cover what needs to be covered, and Medicare about to go defunct, and Social Security going defunct, we're going to want the U.S. government to manage insurance? If they do, there will be triaging. There will be protocols and bare skeleton plans that cover the bare basics. And you might not get what you want. So we need these private insurance companies to allow for those of us that want some of the specialized medications to get them. But anybody who has Medicare knows that Medicare isn't covering everything, so they have to pay extra. Medicare recipients have to go to Cigna, have to go to Humana, have to go to United to buy Advantage plans to cover what basic Medicare doesn't cover. So we need these insurance companies because government-run health care doesn't cover everything we need. Will a merger help us or not? As long as they're covering our medical bills, I don't care. But I do want a choice. I just wish that the choices we have had more variability and cost, because right now everything's expensive. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.